Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country Interview with a chocoholic, Ashley Dallas. Seriously.
Yes.
You know, I said that I went to the gym today. Well, I didn't. I'm actually building a relationship with a treadmill.
Oh,
yeah. Because I'm staying at a hotel at the moment while my house is being repaired, and there's a treadmill in the gym full of all sorts of other torture equipment, and I'm actually building a relationship with this. So when I leave the hotel, I'm going to be a little bit distraught because I have to build a relationship with a different treadmill then, you know, because they're dangerous things if you don't sort of, they're like the treadmill whisperer. You've got to
treat them with care.
Absolutely. So here's me saying I went to the gym today just so I didn't look, you know, fat next to the exceptionally good looking and very, very funny Ashley Dallas here, and you're just telling me that you were chowing down on Milky Bars last night. I want a metabolism like yours.
I was eating Milky Bars and Criminal Minds.
Living the dream. I love it. But you know, it's not your metabolism that if I could pick anything of yours that I could steal from you,
mm-hmm.
it wouldn't be your metabolism. It'd be your wonderful view on life and your musical ability, and I put them together because musical ability without a worldly view on life is quite pointless, mm-hmm. but when you can relate it back like you do in your music, I think that makes it really special.
Thank you.
So tell me the Ashley Dallas story.
Oh, well, third generation in the Dallas family to be playing music. So
nice.
I guess I kind of was born into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I started my very first music lesson at the age of 2.5. So I was kind of given no choice,
I guess. Instrument?
It was early childhood music. So from tambourines to xylophones and anything that sort of taught you rhythm.
Right.
Which was probably a good thing.
Yep.
And then at the age of 6, I started the fiddle. And like classically for about 2.5 years, and then went home and sat in Dad's studio with him and listened to records and taught myself the fiddle. And then the mandolin, guitar and banjo all came after that. And just
all about the strings.
You know, it's all about the strings. Pulling
nice.
All different strings is what I like to do. But just played music since I've been a little kid and with the family band, and started writing songs when I was about 12 and kept having a dream for a record, and now it's out, and it's kind of like pinch yourself, it's here.
Yeah. Now I'm going to jump back to that classical training, because mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of Elton John's work. He had some amazing hardcore classical training there. Do you think that, although that's not the genre that you want to be in, but the skills and techniques that you learn in that flow out through everything else that you do?
Well, I feel it definitely helped me and definitely built a foundation for me to start on. And obviously I feel that if I didn't learn classically, you know, the beginning, the techniques and, you know, the difference between playing it like this to that, and just doing some groundwork in an area that wasn't so much my field that I wanted to be in, but it sort of still made me push myself because it wasn't natural, I guess. But it's made me adapt easier when I've gone into the fiddle world and kind of like, oh, hang on, I can take that from there and twist it and put my own little touch on it. But really happy that I started classically, and I feel that it gave me some knowledge there and was a good way to start.
The other thing that I love about you is you had that dream that you wanted an album out, and that was your thing, and you kept the question in the forefront of your mind, and the answer did appear. So you've now got a great deal with our friends at Warner Music,
yes.
and they're looking after you really, really well.
They are.
But someone else that's taken you under their wing and looking after you is the Chambers Clan.
Yes.
So how did that come about?
Well, it's quite a funny story, actually. I did the academy up in
Sorry,
Tenor.
I think it would have to be a funny story if it involved Bill or Casey or Nash or any of them.
Well, it definitely is. I did the Academy of Country Music in Tamworth. And I was 17 when I did the senior one, which was cool as in itself because I was under the age, because it was meant to be 18 over.
It's a temporary condition, it's fine.
Yeah, it's all good.
It's gone now. It's good.
Matured a
little
bit.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
And Casey came up to mentor and speak about songwriting for the week. And I met her briefly in a radio interview. I'd just done one, and she was walking in with Becky Cole to do one mm-hmm. straight after. And she looked at me and went, "Hey, nice boots," and off she walked. And I remember thinking, that was Casey Chamberson. Did she just say that to me? Because I didn't think she said boots.
Oh.
I didn't think she said boots at all.
Actually, when you think about it, that line would probably more likely have come out of Becky's mouth. Anyway.
And then we did the graduation concert and Casey stayed along and watched. Liked what I did, and the next day he got my phone number and rang me up and asked me to join her band.
Sorry, it was boots, wasn't it?
It took me 6 months to ask her if that's what she had said. And I said, I didn't think you said boots, but no, we cleared that up so I could not wear me skivvies anymore. I went in the singlets then.
Nice.
But yeah, so I started joining her band and went in on the weekend and played with Bill as a kind of audition, I guess, and then joined the band permanently, and it's 4 years in June since I've been out on the road touring with them, so.
Wow, but what an experience, because I mean, you'd fit right in, because you said before that you're what, third generation musician, and you know, that's just like perfect match.
Yeah, I guess, because we, you know, obviously we've got a lot of similarities there, you know, family and growing up with music around us. So we did kind of just hit it off, and Case and I have become great mates, which is awesome. And then for her to step up and say she'd like to co-produce my record, and Nash manages me, and it's just, I'm so grateful for it, you know. I feel like I've got this beautiful team around
me.
Yeah, instant team, but they're kind of like my adopted second family now.
Nice.
And Case and I have the same shoe size, so we're bound to be good mates. We double our shoes right there.
Quite seriously, I think Casey actually planned that to start.
I think so too.
It's got nothing to do with anything else.
She profiled me, found out my shoe size, and she's all right.
That's just how it works. So tell me about the album as well, because you got some ripper tracks on there. Obviously, the single Me that we'll be talking about a little bit later on, but it's not an amazing first album, it's just a great album.
Oh, thank you.
You know?
Yeah, well, I spent a lot of time writing for the album, took off some time from touring just to sort of focus on the writing. And I really wanted to put out a record for the first one that sort of said, well, this is me, I've been doing this since I was a little kid, and this is what I've got to say on my first record. And I feel like I achieved that, and I'm very happy with how all the tracks came out.
Yeah.
You know, and there's themes of family, and obviously, you know, relationships are in that as well. But yeah, I'm just really happy. There's the instrumental track, which shows off my little playing side of things. And when we sat down to actually make the record, we all sat down and said we wanted to make it, you know, Ash is an artist and a singer-songwriter, but also a musician. So it was so fun to actually sit in and be in the band and play all the band tracks as well.
Yeah.
So it was a really good time, and I'm really happy with it.
That would have been awkward for the band, because they wouldn't have been able to whinge about the artist.
Yeah, because I was in there.
You were in there.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Awkward.
Yeah. So
they did all right, though.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. So can you tell me about the single Me?
Yeah. Me, I wrote with my dad at home. And I sort of just, we both sort of sat down and spoke about my time at school, and it kind of wasn't always fun and pleasant games, I guess. You know, I was a bit of the odd one out, being in a musical family and playing in a band on the weekend instead of going downtown to hang out was kind of a bit, that's a bit odd. So I sort of thought about that, and I didn't play music in year seven. I just sort of stepped right back in the background and focused on work. And Mum and Dad said to me when I started mid-year through year eight, said, you know what, it's okay to be yourself, and, you know, people will like you for who you are if you're confident with that. So took that on board, and ever since that, I was known at school, the country fiddle-playing Dallas family member. And, you know, it was accepted, and it was not fun at all times, but it was a pretty, you know, all right time. So Me's a really special song, and, every time I sing it, I think, anyone who did say a bad thing, well, here you go.
Yeah. Well, I absolutely love it as the lead single of a fantastic album. You should buy absolutely everything that this girl puts out. She's an incredible talent, and Warner are very clever for picking her up. Anyway, thank you so much, Ashley Dallas. And here's Me. The song, not me. Then it would be you, not me.
True.
Unless when you're
why
talking
did I
about
song
me.
He's me by me. Very weird. Well, I've heard it all before, and it's no different now. And like a paper.
Ben Sorensen Real Country Interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.